This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ilero. Active ingredient, Nepafenac 3 mg per milliliter, 0.3%. This leaflet provides important information about using Ilero. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ilero. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ilero? Ilero contains the active ingredient Nepafenac. It belongs to class of drug called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. They help to reduce pain, swelling. Ilero is used for prevention and treatment of post-surgical pain and swelling associated with cataract surgery. It also helps in reducing the risk of post-surgery macular edema, buildup of fluid in the macula, an area at the back of the eye, associated with cataract surgery in patients with non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy, an eye disorder, with symptoms such as cloudy or blurred vision, trouble seeing well at night. What should I know before I use Ilero? Warnings. Do not use Ilero if you are allergic to Nepafenac or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have an allergy to other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs such as aspirin, ibuprofen. Allergic reaction symptoms include swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, or hives on the skin. You have ever experienced asthma, a respiratory problem which causes difficulty in breathing, cough, shortness of breath, hives, or acute rhinitis, common cold. Symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, sore throat, cough after using acetyl salicylic acid or other NSAIDs medicines. The bottle or packaging shows signs of tampering, or the expiry date on the bottle/carton has passed. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Do not use Ilero eye drops if you are wearing soft contact lenses, as the benzalkonium chloride ingredient in Ilero may get absorbed by these lenses and may cause eye irritation and discolor the soft contact lenses. Do not wear contact lens during the post-surgery period after a cataract surgery, unless clearly indicated by your doctor. Do not use Ilero eye drops in patients under 18 years of age. Do not use Ilero eye drops more than 24 hours prior to surgery, or beyond 14 days post-surgery, as it may increase the risk of developing unwanted side effects. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions such as known bleeding tendency, or have any bleeding problems, or had them in past. Have any eye infection? Suffer from any other eye disorders such as any corneal diseases, ocular surface disease, e.g. dry eye syndrome, a condition in which your tears are inadequate to provide proper lubrication for your eyes, as it may increase the risk for developing side effects which may become sight-threatening. Have had any complicated eye surgeries, or repeated eye surgeries within a short period of time? Suffer from diabetes mellitus? Have rheumatoid arthritis, a joint disease that causes pain, swelling, stiffness in joints? Use Ilero eye drops for ophthalmic use only. Do not use for oral use. Avoid sunlight during treatment with Ilero eye drops. Consult your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, or take any other medicines. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Ilero eye drops are not recommended during pregnancy. They may affect your baby's development and/or childbirth process, or your child's development after birth. Do not use Ilero eye drops in women of childbearing potential who are not using a contraceptive. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Ilero eye drops are not recommended during breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Ilero and affect how it works. Tell your doctor if you take any of the following medicines. Medicines used for treatment of any other eye problems, prostaglandin analogs drugs, e.g. Xalatan, latanoprost. Any drugs which may prolong the bleeding time. Topical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, e.g. Voltaren gel and topical steroid medicines, e.g. mometasone. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect ILEVRO. How do I use ILEVRO? How much to use? Follow the instructions provided and use ILEVRO eye drops until your doctor tells you to stop. Dose for the prevention and treatment of pain and swelling. Your doctor will advise you the appropriate dose. Use one drop of ILEVRO eye drops in the affected eye, S once a day, starting from one day prior to cataract surgery, and continue on the day of surgery. Your doctor might administer an additional drop 30 to 120 minutes prior to surgery. Do not use ILEVRO eye drops greater than 2 weeks and more than once daily. If you want to use any other eye drops, wait for at least 5 minutes after using ILEVRO eye drops. If you want to use any eye ointments, it should be used last. Consult your doctor or pharmacist if you do not understand your dose. Dose for the reduction in the risk of postoperative macular edema associated with cataract surgery in patients with non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy. Your doctor will advise you the appropriate dose. Use one drop of ILEVRO eye drops in the affected eye, S once daily, starting from one day prior to cataract surgery, and continue on the day of surgery, and up to 60 days in the post-surgery period as advised by your doctor. Your doctor might administer an additional drop 30 to 120 minutes prior to surgery. Consult your doctor or pharmacist if you do not understand your dose. When to use ILEVRO? ILEVRO should be used as advised by your doctor. How to use ILEVRO eye drops? Sitting or lying down might make putting in your eye drops process simpler. Remove contact lenses, if you are wearing them, before putting in the eye drops. Shake the bottle well prior to use. Follow below steps to use ILEVRO eye drops. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. Before using a bottle for the first time, break the safety seal around the neck area and throw the loose plastic ring away. Remove the cap from the bottle. After cap is removed, if a tamper-evident snap collar is present and loose, remove before using the eye drops. Mix the contents of the bottle by inverting 5 to 10 times. Hold the bottle upside down in one hand between your thumb and middle finger. See Diagram 1. Diagram 1. Tilt your head back, gently pull down the lower eyelid of your eye to form a pouch or pocket. Place the tip of the bottle close to your eye. Do not touch the tip to your eyes, this may cause injury to the eye. Do not touch the dropper tip to eyelid or surrounding areas or any surface to avoid contamination of the dropper tip and solution. Release one drop into the pouch or pocket formed between your eye and eyelid by gently tapping or pressing the base of the bottle with your forefinger. See Diagrams 2 and 3. Diagram 2. Diagram 3. Gently close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. When your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. This will help to prevent the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body, and may result in a decrease in side effects. This will also help to reduce the unpleasant taste sensation that some people experience when using these drops. If necessary, repeat the above steps for the other eye. It is normal for a small amount of the eye drop to spill onto your cheek, since your eyelids can only hold less than one drop at a time. Wipe away any spillage with a tissue. Replace the cap on the bottle, closing it tightly. Always keep the bottle tightly closed when not in use. Wash your hands again with soap and water to remove any residue. You may feel a temporary burning sensation in the eye, S shortly after using ILEVRO eye drops. Contact your doctor, optometrist, or pharmacist immediately if it persists for long time. EURSENSE discard the eye drops after 4 weeks after opening it. If you forget to use ILEVRO, ILEVRO should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, one drop should be administered as soon as possible before reverting to the regular dose routine. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. It may cause unwanted side effects if you use too much ILEVRO. If you think that you have used too much ILEVRO, you may need urgent medical attention. If you have accidentally put several drops in your eyes, immediately wash your eyes with warm water. If you or anyone else have accidentally swallowed any or all the contents of a bottle of ILEVRO eye drops, you should immediately Phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Allevro? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you develop any signs of allergic reactions, become pregnant, or if you are breastfeeding while using Allevro eye drops, have an allergy to other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs such as aspirin, ibuprofen, have any other eye problems, corneal diseases, eye infection, or take any medicines for eye problems. Remind any doctor, dentist, pharmacist, or optometrist you visit that you are using Allevro eye drops. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Do not give Allevro eye drops to anyone else, even if they seem to have the same condition as you. Do not wear contact lens during the post-surgery period after a cataract surgery, unless clearly indicated by your doctor. Do not use Allevro eye drops more than 24 hours prior to surgery, or beyond 14 days post-surgery, as it may increase the risk of developing unwanted side effects. Do not use Allevro eye drops in patients less than 18 years of age, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Allevro affects you. Allevro eye drops may cause temporary blurred vision, or other eye problems in some people. Wait until your vision clears before driving, or using machinery. Looking after your medicine. Store Allevro eye drops below 25 degrees Celsius. Protect from light. Do not leave the top off the bottle for any time. Put the top back on the bottle immediately after use to avoid any contamination. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Do not use the eye drops after 4 weeks after opening it. Discard any remaining solution after 4 weeks and open a new bottle every 4 weeks. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Eye problems. Feeling that something is in your eye, s, foreign body sensation. Eye pain. Allergic reaction having symptoms, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, or hives on the skin. Dry eye. Eye irritation. Itchy eye, s, eye discharge. Blurred vision. Reduced vision. Other problems. Dizziness. Headache. Feeling sick. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Eye problems. Punctate keratitis, damage to cornea, with symptoms such as eye discomfort, redness, sensitivity to light. Increased bleeding of eye tissues including hyphemus, broken blood vessel in the eye, with symptoms, eye pain, headache, sensitivity to light. Toxic ulcerative keratopathy, symptoms, decreased vision, feeling that something is in your eye. Keratitis, a disease of the cornea with symptoms such as eye pain, eye redness, blurred vision. Corneal thinning, eye condition with symptoms, increased sensitivity to bright light and glare, blurred, or distorted vision. Corneal erosion, eye disorder with symptoms such as pain, blurred, or hazy vision. Corneal ulceration, symptoms, severe eye pain, pus, or other discharge. Corneal epithelial breakdown, eye condition with symptoms such as eye pain, blurred vision, sensitivity to light. Corneal perforation, an eye disease causing difficulty in vision and persistent eye pain. Corneal scar, an eye problem with symptoms like blurred vision, hazy, or cloudy vision, intense eye pain. Blepharitis, eye condition causing swollen eyelid, eye irritation, crusting, eye redness. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Ilevro contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Nypafenac. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Boric acid, propylene glycol, carbamazepine 974P, sodium chloride, guar galactomannan, carmelose sodium, disodium etidate, hydrochloric acid and or sodium hydroxide, to adjust pH, water purified and benzalkonium chloride, 0.05 mg per milliliter as preservative. Potential allergens. Benzoates, sulfur dioxide / sulfites and hydroxybenzoates. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Ilevro looks like. Ilevro is a light yellow to yellow, uniform suspension that comes with 4 milliliter round, or oval white opaque low density polyethylene, LDPE bottles with a LDPE dispensing plug and white polypropylene screw cap. Each bottle contains 3 milliliter eye drop suspension. The bottle may be presented in a pouch. Who distributes Ilevro? Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone number 1-800-671-203. www.novartis.com.au. Australian Register Number. OSTAR 230200. OSTAR 309880. Registered Trademark. This leaflet was prepared in March 2025. Internal Document Code. ILV091123C_V2 based on PII ILV091123I.